Did you know that bluegrass has its origins outside of the United States? Pat Nordstrom from Mountainside Baroque, an early music collective based in Western Maryland and Maryland Humanities grantee, tells us more.
Last month, Mountainside Baroque had the opportunity to introduce musicians from New York City, Chicago, Germany, and elsewhere to Western Maryland. They performed with us in our first ever Music in the Mountains Early Music Festival, held in Cumberland, Maryland. Early in this case refers to music from the Renaissance, Baroque, and Classic periods. In addition to musicians from across the country and abroad, we also hosted local and student groups. We're pleased to have had the opportunity to showcase both American musical history and its antecedents from across the Atlantic. To add all important context to the festival's musical performances, we were able to program lectures and panels, thanks to funding from Maryland Humanities. The festival's opening concert, From Britain to the Blue Ridge, traced the roots of traditional Appalachian music to the highlands of Britain. It was held in the building that houses the Allegheny Museum. And to complement the performance, the museum mounted an exhibit entitled Preserving the Heritage. The display included descriptions and images of the ballad story, both in the British Isles and Appalachia. Featured were timelines, maps, diaries, photos of original ballad collectors and singers, and audio recordings. A special feature was enlarged images of ballad singers from the early 20th century taken by Cecil Sharp, the English folklorist who was so instrumental in rediscovering the ballad tradition in Appalachia. The concert and exhibit together highlighted similarities as well as contrasts between the sung ballad tradition of the British Isles in the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries and the Appalachian folk music that followed in the 19th and 20th centuries. By presenting parallel versions of the same ballads, we were able to demonstrate the links between the ancient ballad and modern bluegrass music. It's always a revelation to many in our audiences that bluegrass, popular and familiar as it remains in our region, originated in this way. Kara Rogers-Thomas, associate professor of sociology at Frostburg State University, followed the performance with a lecture entitled In Search of the Living Ballad. Thomas, whose doctorate is in folklore and American studies, illustrated the music's connection to Maryland and the surrounding Appalachian region. The many events in the four-day festival were capped off with the performance of George Frederick Handel's oratorio, Alexander's Feast. Handel, born in Germany, took up residence in London in 1710 and eventually became a British citizen. At the time, London opera companies were struggling due to waning patronage and rising cost. In response, Handel turned to the oratorio form, a much more affordable dramatic medium that did not include staging, costumes, and scenery. He performed his most popular oratorio, Alexander's Feast, 25 times during his lifetime. Our festival guest musicians joined Mountainside Baroque for the performance of this legendary work. In addition to members of the featured ensembles, the soloists and choir were accompanied by a 25-piece orchestra, all playing copies of instruments from Handel's time, Baroque strings, Baroque oboes and bassoons, valveless trumpets and horns, and timpani. Two events leading to the performance set Alexander's Feast in context. On Saturday morning, Baroque music scholar and Princeton University Music Department head Dr. Wendy Heller gave a dramatic lecture entitled Handel's Alexander's Feast in History, illustrating her talk with charming vignettes and musical examples. In the afternoon, she moderated an insightful dive into the issues of Baroque music practices with a stimulating panel discussion between Baroque experts called Performing Handel. We feel that our first Music in the Mountains Early Music Festival was an ideal embodiment of Mountainside Baroque's mission of nourishing a local audience hungry for historical musical performance while also giving city dwellers a reason to mingle with their not-so-distant neighbors.
Learn more about Mountainside Baroque at mountainsidebaroque.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.